Let's begin. So we are continuing in the Chalkas Ben Yamin's Kuntres Heteriska. Right, so over here as follows. This is still in Beis. Called Sit Beis or Sit Cotton Beis. He says, when you talk about the Tzchum is Pashris, Yesh Likvoa Tzchum, She'efsho She'be'emes Yarviach Kol Kach Be'esek Zeh, At Yagia Chatzi HaRevach L'Tzchum Ha'his Pashris. It's 10% on 100, right? You have to be able to make 20%, right? Because, right? That's why you shouldn't have only a particular business. You should have a partner in all of his businesses, because then you don't know exactly what's going on. And he says, as long as it's even a ofen rochok ma'od, right? It doesn't matter if it's harama guluya, you shouldn't do it. It should be davar hahova lefamim mihas. Very hard terms to define. He pins it on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas on this topic. We haven't really seen Rav Moshe's tshuvas inside. We just didn't have time. So now is the time. We're coming to the end. We've got to see inside. There are three tshuvas. So Chelek Beis of Yerodea. Simon Samach Beis and Samach Gimel. We do some of the highlights. Okay. So he writes over here, tells you what exactly a heteriska is, and it should be yicholim harviach, should be possible to make such a profit. Right? It's possible. It should be possible. And therefore you don't write any specific business, because you write a specific business, it's no good. So you write all businesses. All businesses. Everything. Any asset that you find. And then, even if it's more than the amount of profit anticipated, and even if it's more than the interest rate, which is typical, as long as it's possible, double rochok, he says. Fine. This is what he suggests. Fine. But then, once I'm looking at the tshuvas, he has as follows. He has this is his famous chiddush in the Siman Sama Gimel, where he says explicitly, we've been saying in his name, that apotek and befurish, if you don't pay back, you're a lova rosha for lo yishalem. But when it comes to a bank or a company, he says, ein mechayovim klum. Right? There's no Issa Ribbis, because there's no personal liability whatsoever. Not just a matter that there's liability, but you don't have to pay except for a particular property. And he uses the expression, Lover Rosh of Lo Yishalim, the Feirish, which is in Simon Samach Gimel. Oh, but then he says the Heteriska Klali, that's what he's talking about to Rabbi, the Mr. Frischwasser, who was a brother-in-law, big veer in London. He doesn't think it's going to work. Doesn't mean the chutz starts. Why? Because there are some people who are not believed in Dinei Torah, not Frum, for example. So you can't believe them as Edim. And you can't say that publicly. It'll cause Eva. It'll cause hatred that this guy's believed, he's not believed. So therefore, he thinks it's not a wise thing to do. And moreover, he says that if you have a heteriska klali, that everything's done on this heteriska, even your dealings with Goyim, come anochem you bechlal. It's not going to be so good either. Okay, and the bad result. And to write applies to Jews and not to Goyim is also going to cause, you know, Ava. And then he says, even in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't understand. They're almost all Jews. This is written in 1971. He says, he doesn't understand the klali works. Why? I think the court, which is secular, which doesn't follow Din Torah, even in Eretz Yisrael, they'll agree that Edom, Mechal, Shabbos, the Psalm Edis, are not Nemanim. So he's not such a big fan of the Heter Iska Klali, even in Eretz Yisrael. He goes further than that. Yeah.
So the problem then is that they wouldn't be now to take the shul. What's the exact?
Right.
So then, even if like that could also be a if I wanted to lend money to a if I wanted to borrow money from a non-religious Jew,
right.
And I said, well, I have to use that Heter Iska. The non-religious Jew doesn't. If who's letting? And I'm allowed, on the assumption that I'm not allowed to lend ribbish to this non-religious Jew.
I think the merchant's concerned by the Aedis, not with the Shavuot. Because we'll see later. He says he can administer a Shavuot to a non-religious Jew. But as far as Aedis is concerned.
Then questions when the Aedis for the two Aedim that run
for right, the parent, right.
So why can't we just say, we have to...
Ravashatz.
Right, but why can't we designate for the Aedim?
Okay, but that's... The Ravashatz was a trick which the Trumas Adeshin had, but... In his case, we don't use it. In our cases, since we haven't used it in hundreds of years, to my knowledge. So, yeah, that's what they write. They write Edom Ksherim. They do write that. But he's afraid the definition of Ksherim is not going to fly in the world out there. That's what he's afraid. Then he says further than that. There are people who unfortunately, this is written to an American whose name is Pesach Kuperman. He asked our Pesach Kuperman if he was 1 year old when this was written, so he doesn't think it's him. But he doesn't have any relative. He says, in this country, this is America, not to London, in this country, Chashudim Kamanoshim Lehoyev Shalokadin, Me'omad Bal Pimashem Aminin La Baldin. Therefore, he says, nowadays you should put the entire Shvuah Chamura. Nothing should be with Eidim. Now, of course, Halach is even better, right? With the Shaloh HaKadosh. Wanted always with a shvur. Remember that because shvur is more palatable to us than Edom. That's why the Levush went wild. I showed you the Levush somewhere we read it. But they originally wanted Edom on both. The Karen and Rebbe. That's impossible. We have a pshara. Edom on the Karen. Shvur on the Rebbe. Shalom wants shvur on everything. So Ramesh goes back to the Shalom for other reasons. Because Edom don't tell the truth nowadays. That's what he writes. But he discusses exactly what kind of shvur. He tells you the exact details of what you're able to put into the shvuah. He says like this: you can the shvuah chamura, but to keep the sefer Torah, if they rabim, shayoma gam baloshim klala al namsho im eino omer emes. Ooh, you make him hold the sefer Torah in the public and curse yourself for not telling the truth. Then he says he thinks. That even someone who's not from wouldn't want to take such a shul. I don't know. He's telling the truth. I'm giving you a summation of some of the things that Moshe wrote over here. Ad Khan, Igris Moshe. Okay. Interestingly, we get back over here to the Chelkas Ben Yamin from where we came. So, in explaining, as Ofen Rochok Ma'od, Shaber Amagluya, Hovel Fabi Mias, where do you get it from, Lamed Vav? Kain nira liyaz daiti. And quotes Rav Moshe, Sheyichtov sheyasa esek shel lefi umdana, yesh tarviach bo kol kach ayin sham. Ukein ze, se bebris Yehuda, ikri adinim, perek chav tats, ha'ara chav alf. So that we have here too. It's over here like this. Ein lechatchila ein lekvoas from as pashus yosim mashenosim b'shuk rivis lavosta. The eved, it's good enough. So where did all this come from? Well, even though it's a haromani keres, and Rav Shlomo Zalman calls it rivis ktuta in Mincha Shlomo. Wow, simin chav zayin oz dalet. It's like rivis ktuta. You're giving twice as much. That's why those who wanted to make cooler pikkudim. We're always giving twice as much, right? By definition. Follow me? Because you give $10 on 100, it's really giving $20 on 100. But the normal rib is only 10%. So it's always twice as much. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha. Then he writes as follows in Chaf Aleph. Mikol makom yitochi. She'odem lokeach alvo beribes kuvo. Mepnei. Eis te godo sheyesh lo. Uvadala l'arviach harbe. Expects to make a fortune. Yeah. That's how it works. Okay? These people do this all the time. People are afraid of going bankrupt. They'll give a tremendous amount of ribbis just to keep themselves afloat. Afloat. Oh. Now, it's interesting. Apparently, he's worried about what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, even though in previous Arachof, he writes as follows. That's not kasha. Shlomo Zalman's kasha is not kasha. That's twice as much. Sheregam ribbis b'shuk ena mevuseses al kach she'alova nosim kol ha'revach l'malve. What? I'll borrow 100, give you back 110, because I expect to make $10. So I'm a shugana, so why is to stay home? Shame on Tasa Adir. The stab in the other man, Bali Esik, the Sorcha, the Ochan, Alvo, the bank, the Mokomacher, Ainem is scabbing the lava, the Lassas, the Mos, Alvo, the Axiom, the Imberibus, the Shalom Klu. Are you crazy? Vakochok, he says, this is a financial statement, he's a banker, the Rishuda. Shecheshbon ab ribis b'shuk hu pochos me'arevach ha'meshuah. And his anticipated profit must be more than the going rate of ribis. Hu mis'ase k'dei sheyishor lo revach chutz me'aribis. So if I understand. Then he has a following line which is mind-boggling. Hu min ha'stam hu be'erech machtzis me'arevach. He's a banker. He's saying that the going rate of ribbis is half what the anticipated profits are. I don't know. Well, if you say, "Nosan al chelik apikon keflaim a ribbis pashuk," are you nosan lo kol arech v'lo yosef? If those facts are right, I find it a little bit difficult to believe. You ask a financier or a person who knows my business, but this fact that happens to be true, that seems to be hard for me to understand. Okay, at kan sibbeis in chelkas binyamin. We now go to Siv Gimel. Okay. He talks about Edom. You need a possibility that Edom should be able to know what's going on. If it's not possible, then there's nothing. The question is, but how can it be? Would they fall into the bathroom? How is it possible? What's going on? It's impossible. They don't know about, and kol sheyevshal nehoyed, the male korv l'scharoch lehefsid. V'nira, he has a new chiddush. Who's the rabbi? Who's the bokar? Kei nira ani azayti. That's almost as big as pashadu. It's a very choshev arav. It's a mechaber. It's a choshev arav. Sheyesh lichta b'soch ahet iska. V'chol nichse alova hayiduim o she'ev sh'aydei chippus leida al odosa k'gon jesh b'cheshen b'bank o ashko ha'shev sh'levar adei chippus shu shalo heim she'nichlu b'ya'iska. That's it. Whatever is inspectable. They need a brackets. V'chol she'ev sh'lo edim li'ivodim ha'nechosim sagi at that point in time. He puts in a Swiss offshore account or something like that. Remember, we had that? We start off with a regular. Then he's Mishana. Once he's Mishana, it's Karvus Chabrakal Hefzit. Doesn't matter. He didn't have to be Mishana. Over here. Similar idea he quotes over here. This is in Sif Gimel here in the Chelkas Binyamin. Okay. Then he writes as follows. Efsha, the af mistoma naktina hachim shekavanos rakal on the chosim shev shle edim leida mehem ulebotka. Better to write it beferish. But he thinks mistoma. That's what they have in mind. Footnote them aleph. He brings a raya from the Marasham. The Maram Avigdor said kol nichse alov meshubadim la. And the Maram said ala keren yavi edim. And so you can prove from Rabbi Moshe the same thing in Chelik Beis Siman Samach Gimel that we saw earlier. So Bistama means that as well. Okay. Now, Dalit. Someone who's not from. It's Rabbi Moshe writes, you can still make him swear, and he's probably not going to swear falsely if he's on the sake of Torah, cursing himself. He's not going to swear falsely, even a non-firm Jew. He writes over here, you can't make a non-firm Jew swear at all. Can't do it. Look at Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat, Simon Sadi Beis. You can't do it. And if you want to do it, we don't listen to you. Can't. Why don't I listen to you? Because of Chil Hashem. I feel my Tovea Omer Akabo Shuasa in Shomono. There's Chil Hashem Adava. Shiot Hashem Shemaim Piv L'Sheker. See, he doesn't understand. Doesn't understand. What do you do? See, quotes over here from the Siv and Shalom. I have both in front of me. But at the same time, I'm just reading from the footnote. Nun Vav. Quotes over Yashiv. In the Kabbalah Isku, no say Mistra Rishmit. Menahal Bank or Shar Chevra, often Shesh Chazaka Shel Umar Lomar Umnuse, either Shua Sheker, he presumably wouldn't perjure himself by swearing falsely. Shuv Ein Locha Shechil Hashem, Mebele Kasher Mava Maska Makaba Shuasa Yocheli Shova. In Shibi Amal Oshach Sorosu, I wonder in America today, even if a Kula Hava Ula, even the head of a bank, you wonder if he's really whatever. We won't say about. And yeah, let's leave it at that. Assuming Rabbi Yashiv is correct, even though there's some people who seem to not listen to Rabbi Yashiv. In high positions, they still don't tell the truth. Okay, but okay, whatever. Fine. Then he says, in such a circumstance, the best thing to do is to arrange something different. If you have a non-friend person, they should say their ofen akash al biru, to go. She is chayev lahavi or reshumos to bezin she yuvt go adam. Bring your books. Bring the books. Bring the books. And if you want to pay the spashus, then you have to bring in the books. The accounting. We saw that was the shari. Was it base mayor who said the cheshbonus? You don't do cheshbonus. So you have to be able to establish yourself with the cheshbonus. Okay. Of course, he says kumuvan. When you worry about Adam, precisely because they can't know, you'll get your money. But over here, because you can't find out with the books and that's sufficient, you may not get your money. See, right over here, let's see what else he has. He makes a reference over here. Let's see if I can find it. 1 second. Here in Sukkot Nunhei. He says, "Kosa kuntres asma." Save time. I have it in front of me. I'm just going to save time. I read it. The kotzer gimel. Himalo v'choshet v'yeno shishav l'sheker yimana mitchila v'lo yasim o'halva o'esek at kan dvarav. Certainly, if it's a choshet, look in Bris Yehuda, chav ikridinim chav zayin yutes. What he wrote, v'ani v'li kosav, which means I disagree. That's what the words mean. That's what the words mean all the time. Let's take a look in Chav Zayin, the Arayut test. See what it says. We go. Okay. He writes as follows. Again, he only makes a brief remez to it. What does he say? Look what he says. What can I do with such a circumstance? What can I do? Avrayonim, yicholim abezin the kvoas derech ochocha acheres. V'yim ena motzim yichayvu also mimela b'shlum as pashus. So the Chacham of Yavam thinks that's wrong. That means you mischaya from the beginning to give ribas ktutza. So the Bris Yehuda holds no. The bezin will be able to find a ochocha acheres, and he would not mischaya. It's not called ribas ktutza. It's a machlokes. Well, this trick is going to work. They should write into the conditions. If it's an avarian who cannot swear, so you write in that, I don't know if you have to write in, because it's bezin can be kovea choch acheres. If you can't find a choch acheres, too bad, you have to pay. I guess that the chavdos ben yama holds, you're not going to find another way, and then you have to pay, so it's ribus ktutz. That's what they're finding about this nuance. Okay, now we go to sif hei. He says the people have to understand what the Heter Iska is all about, which the Sma said Beferish. And again, in the Kotzer, Oz Dalid. And the Shalom said so as well. You have to understand it. That's the Chatchila. B'di Yevet, you don't understand it? Because of Machlekes. Yesh post Mamach B'di Yevet. Tzemach Tzedek, Shav Yaakov, Shalom. Rav Moshe. Chochmas Adam, based upon the Sma. Not sure if he holds that way himself. He calls the Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed. Then he writes in parentheses. Umari below Shtar Yitzchak. Uvamokam Shtar Ulai Moil. There's a Shtar. It should work anyway. Footnote. Where? Let's see if I can find it. I thought it should certainly work. You'll open a Choshen Mishpat, Simon Mem Hesem Gimel. A guy signs his name. I don't understand the language. He can demonstrate that he doesn't understand the language. It's written in English. He can't read a word of English. He's not fooling. He can't read a word of English. So the Rashba, you're chayim anyway. We spoke about it earlier. What if one side tells the other side, doesn't mean anything, it's a bluff, right? Then for sure, he says, it wouldn't work. And the question, of course, becomes why? Somebody asked me this morning, but he signed anyway. So I answered you, what happened? They'll come to Bezdin, and everyone told the truth. He'll say, you signed it. I don't know what I was signing. More than that, he told me it's meaningless. Is it true? Yes, it's true. So Bezdin might say, in that kind of case, the shtar is not valid in that kind of a case. Could be. I'm not sure what Bezdin would say. It's complicated what Bezdin would say in that case. Don't know. He writes over here as follows. The Rashba, says in Tov Shin, page Tov Shin Chav Zayin, as he quotes what I just told you, and it's the question whether it's true or the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe argues, and how can you argue on a Rashba? Usually the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. So let's see. Alright. This is page Tov Shin Chav Zayin that he quotes. Let's see the show. He writes like this. Quotes the Alta Rebbe. This is Sif Memvov. I have it here in front of me. Save time, but I'll just read this excerpt. Imalove no maven klal in het riska ain't the moal klal. But av shibidine moven is chalova chosim as atzon bishtam as chayv bul chola chosimo. Av shino dea klum. Right. He can see that then in Shulchan Aruch. Mikomakom. Lahatir is the ribis. He evshar elar de knas. B'mekach u'memkar, v'zel ha'neskav and limkar klal, el ha'lilvo salvo ha'gemura, v'heich, yikna ha'malve, im ha'lova eno maknalo. Presumably he's referring to the kind of a heterisk where you have to be makna stuff to him, right? Which is, these days, if you're borrowing the money to make a wedding, you have to do. Right? V'yein tzarech lomer, ha'malve eno de'en in heteriska, eno v'skav and liklos kesef klal, v'itol k'naz avura, el ha'lova ha'gemura, end quote. So the question becomes, whether our heteriska works, or they don't understand it. Look at the footnote. Okay. So he writes in the bottom, Divri agraz bo bekitzer. It's not such a kitzer, but for lo nizbo mem hei, te mahika nekuda lechalik bein hahi, dechosh shemish v'tzimen mem hei, levein dina shel agraz. Not exactly sure what's the difference. It's exactly the same thing. So what did Rashba say? You have to understand what the Rashba said. See, the Rashba said a number of different things. He quotes the Rashba on top. He says, "Miuchos Simanai and Zayin." One, we don't believe that he didn't understand what's in there. He doesn't read the language. Someone's whispered in his ear what it says. Two, granted, he just relied on the Sofer. So what? If you rely on the Sofer, Gomer Bedatul Ischaya Meata B'Chol Hakosav B'Shtar. And if you sign your name. So the guy signs his name on the shtar, Chayav Adimona, Chayav, Subas Kuf Aleph. And that's what he says. You give over to a shalish, to someone holding a document in escrow, you're giving him their money, whatever he says. If those who don't get notes, it's the most unbelievable thing. If a bagus will get to a shalish, and he says he gave it to a pikad, and the shalish says he gave it to him to give to the wife, which he did, the shalish is neman. And the wife is free to remarry. Pile pum. In truth, it's a nation sish mamash. Doesn't matter. He gave over the nemanus to the shalish. Hatam. Kevin shabayodea bishar shemanus to get the shalish. Shah shalish yachalit al yisha. Afu gama bedaita v'kosu l'shva v'nosu l'gerishin. End quote. Even though when it came time, we didn't want to do it. Doesn't matter. He already gave over the power, the modesty, the credibility to somebody else. So a guy signs a piece of paper. He's giving over the credibility to the other party. Het the risk should be no worse than this. Against the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe. Right? So what's going on? Just three different understandings in the footnote. Mem Gimel, shot in the Alter Rebbe. Okay. Nafkamina het the risk where you have to be Makna Shara Sokov, which we saw before in the Chelkos Binyamin. And Lemaisa, I think we passed like the Rajma. I think so. He talks about it over here. At the bottom. He thinks that really, it really should work. We don't understand why it shouldn't work. You know, this is when I was starting the prenup a long time ago. So the first article I read about was Rabbi Gartner in Tuf Shin Mem Ches, 1988. Ooh, that was a long time ago. Almost 30 years ago. We wrote, they showed Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv was still a fan of only one thing. The guy won't know what he's signing. And he writes, who cares about who he's signing? It's enough on the Rajma. So it could be that Rabbi Yashiv like the Lubavitch HaRebbe, and for some reason, in some cases, you don't apply this principle. I'm not sure when, I'm not sure why, but that's what he suggests over here. He says, Stam Yiska wouldn't be so bad, but if you have to buy extra stuff, it would be a little bit worse. But Pashas, it should work no matter what. Okay, Vaita. Vov. You should try to make sure that the Iska has no expressions of loan or of interest. Fine. Zayin. It's enough to have Mikro Din Baalpeh. Baalpeh, of course, a smile. Tzrichan Shirinyon and Malala Mavuron Bishtar Alva, Echshakiblu Lamachs Eschav Hefsev Shinosno Eschav Ticha, Vishaminu Al Shuasa. Right? And he has mentioned it. After Zeh Ein Tzorach Legalos, V'dai Shiaskin B'daito. I need not tell the Mekabel that if he swears he won't have to pay the smashes. I have to accept it in my heart. I don't have to tell it. Interesting. Smash is over fetch. Fetch. He says over here, Kos v'achroni l'chadchila hishlich l'vahet iska b'shtar u'l'forish bo kol tenov. Tzemek tzedek kitz shulchan aruch. Okay. Fine. And he sent the smile that way. He says, if not for these achronim, the smile could be something different. Kadesh lo yeh shtachov al avo stoma, mishamochi yeh shafarash bo shuhet deriska. We have, you know, this kuf ayin zayin sifchav dalet. But if there's no shtachov at all, maybe you don't need a het deriska even the chatchila. But the Chokhmah Sodom understood, and he always needed the chatchila, even if the loan is be'al peh, the shtar, it still should be a het deriska, be shtar. Then he goes further and says, "Doraiket akonis ma'aram," but you say "Koyipui het the risk al pi ma'aram." Okay, that's what the Bris Yehuda says. Even though in Rabbi Reisman's text he seems to say "Takonis ma'aram," since he references Bris Yehuda, so presumably that's what it means. Okay, not the whole takonis ma'aram, only the yipui koyach with the shvur with the eidim, etc., etc. Who signs? So I gave out the document before. Some of you have it. There's more tech on my desk. Both parties sign. She says, you know, not really necessary. Umitzad Adin, this is in Zion. Ain't sorrow, she yakta mamal ves ashtar iska. To call shechos amalo veshap and eschayv lasak lefroa kitnei ashtar. Period. It's enough that the Mikir Adin, the lova, signs it. Then he says, either it's not a mechayv member of Malvim Mishtar, kagom shiyam and halov al harevich b'shvua. Nikolakom im ein lo lemalvim Mishtar acher Which often exists for court purposes, then, oh no, you have to give a love a copy of the shtar iska, or the malva should sign it as well. So that's why bismanazer, we will always have the malva sign it as well, because in most cases, many cases, there's an additional document which has does not have the heter iska in it. So that's very important that they should both sign. Then he says, Mikimadin ain't sorrow for aid of a Kenyan. Just sign. Yeshakas was a Kedai lachtam aidim al ashtar, because it's moel lahoti vachsheves harama. You know, the shtar itself is to exclude a harama. The guy should try to push it. Having aidim gives it a little bit more oomph and make it less like, because it's called for the Shevet Alevi, Chelet Tes, Simon, Kuf, Ayin, Gimel. There's a little more oomph, this fact that there are Aden. And then he says, Kinyin, Yeh Shekotsu, the Noah, and Lassas, Kinyin Suda, the Malva should give a Suda to the Love, Uvachochi, Mishtavet, Alova, Liel, Shluchel, Fiprote, at the Rizka. It's also Alume Milsa. And some say he should write, Shanasa Kinyan Bebez and Choshev. Because there shouldn't be a Chiv Shvua, Mishim Chash Asmachta. Because, Mishim Chash Asmachta. So, Yuchai Medina de Gemara with a Shvua Sashutfin. Some say yes, some say no, to Pisket Shuva Choshev, Sadigimel, and the Maram Kondis. If you're not Chayav and you're accepting upon yourself, how does it work? So, I want to say it's considered to be an Asmachta. But it's not Miyakev. The footnotes he writes, this is a very important point. In the footnote over here, footnote Pevov, he writes, Miu, Lefi Taimo, I think it was the Bris Yehuda or the Shevet Alevi, Kol Shekosu B'Shtar She'osu Kinyin, Sagi, Ukitukamad Efnim, even though you never did a Kinyin. That's what it says. Chachma Sodom says, Nasa Bekinyan Goma Agav Suda, Ketikon Chazal, he's worried about Asmachta, Memela Didi Dei Nami, Ein Sarah Kinyan Mamish, Ukanal. He says, when you write, why? Hodos Baal Bekimedim Nami. As long as you admit it was done Bekinyan Bebezin Choshim, it works. You know, in our prenup, we have an admission that's done Bekinyan the Bezin Choshev. People call me all the time, you have to do it. I always say no. That's what he says over here in the Tziyunim. We shall see that's against the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So if a Lubavitcher would want to sign a prenup with me, you never know. I would tell him, for him, you have to do a Kinyan. The Rebbe said the Kinyan you have to do. Bezin Choshev you have to admit. Well, she'll see. If we have a chance, we'll get to it. Not right now. Remind, we'll get to it. Fine.
Can I clarify an earlier point?
Sure.
The Malva signs the Heter Iska if there's a separate document, why is the Malva there for to sign the Heter Iska?
No. When I sign the document, I borrow money from you. Who holds the document? You. What are we afraid? The Malva will shred that document and pull out the regular chov and collect.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you can't do that, we said before. So, you have to have some kind of a proof. So, if the Malve, you're raising a good point. Mamanashak is saying, yeah. Good question. If the document is exhibited, and the Lov himself signed it, so then maybe the Malva will say, listen, the document exists, but I never agreed to these terms. That's what we're afraid about. Maybe.
So then, at the end of the day, the Malva holds on to the Heter Iska?
Typically, the Malva holds on to the Heter Iska. These days, it's better to give both, make a copy for both. Mm-hmm. The olden days had a higher cipher. They didn't have copying machines there. Okay, that's what he's suggesting.
And so then, just, well, I think earlier, in a couple of days ago, whatever, you were speaking about whether it's okay to have a hekdesh separate from the shtar.
Well, that's so, what we're talking about. If this is the only shtar, then it's so much less of a problem.
The chazan is assuming, is the cool about that. He's assuming that that's fine, they have a separate shtar.
No, same.
A separate shtar.
No. Right. We assume that it's permissible, and it's often the case that way. So that increases the need for the Malva to sign the Heter Misk. That's what he points out. The details you can work out, but that's what he's suggesting over here. He says more than that, if the Malva is another document, especially he's the kind of guy who goes to Arkos. So you're afraid to go to Arkos, right? So that's a problem. Let me see how we read this exact lotion. Is it? Once a lover signs, so everything is fine. But if there's another shtar, and this is normal, you regale him to call our cause, Shuvish Chashas Isu Bevasha Efshlo and Gvel Shloka Din, as we saw earlier, that's Kufay Zayin Chav Dalit. So Anachon, Shubichi Agavna, he's in the Lova Shover, or Mitla Shavaz, or Derechis. You give him a copy, or the Malva signs the shtar Iska and give a copy to the Lova. So either case, the Lova has to have a copy. Okay, that's what he suggests. Fine. Ad kan, Rabosa. Let's go a little bit further. We've got to skip a little. The best way to cover ground is to skip. Okay? Fine. We'll skip all the way from Zion to Yudalit. Double, from 7 to 14. There, we have to go 24. We'll get to tonight. But okay. 14. Okay. He talks about the following thing. At the end of 14. This is an interesting nekuda, which we should have spoken about a long time ago, but we didn't. Now, 14 itself spans from Tavshin Chav Beis to Tavshin Chav Vav. So itself is four pages. So he writes over here as follows. Listen carefully towards the end. This is in Tashcha. He writes like this. What happens at the end of the day? When the lov is makta the malva chelik ben achosov, mistama kavanasam shebichlos mana iska sheyefreda b'mos. For lo sheyachzik am malva beosam nechosam shikm lo halova. Can you imagine? I give you one quarter of my house. Here's a quarter of my house. I'm paying you with this. Give me money. I'm going to start a quarter of your house. Which quarter? The bathroom. The patchka around with the potatoes. Yeah, take potatoes. Don't give me potatoes. Cash. Oh. Ufrat, I'm not going to give him half of my house. So then we have the Gevaldige Kasha, Rabosai. Open up Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Kuf Ayin Dalit.
I assume you just brought up now the same with any other halal where there's a sheep in the
hustle. True. But here it's going to be a bigger problem. We'll see soon. But it's also Gemara. I'm starting with Shulchan Aruch, but we'll come back to the Gemara in a minute. Kuf Ayin Dalet. Okay. Mochar Sada Lachaveiro. Amalo. Sheyuli Mos Tazali Karkoi. Lo Kona. Bechala Peres Sheochel Ribis Ktsutsa. Matin also Bidayonim. Where's it come from? Samachem and Beis. Take a look. Samachem and Beis. What's the bottom? This is a letter Ches. Machalo Beis, Machalo Sada. Amalo. If she yield him most, Achzirinli, Osir. So that's what's basically happening over here. Right? At the end of the day, what's the understanding? They're going to give him back his house. They're going to give him back money. And that's the understanding that they have between them. No. Rashi explains, Osir. Take a look over here. Osir. The Nimsa, wide line two. She'ainz and mecher. Uch'shachal peris chamos of omen v'notel. That's a serious shayla of ribis. Psh, it's a halvor, basically. So, by hetirisk, every hetirisk goes that way. Why? Because the no sense is saying the revach from the object, where there's a minute or maybe even a din, you should get it back. It should be usur. Go out. So he says, you know what? Look what I wrote. He says over here. This is a good kasha. Look what I wrote over there back in Sivkotan Zayin. Okay, so I happen to have it in front of me. And this is the second half, so it has Kufay and Dal in it. What's Sivkotan Zayin? Okay. Quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Some say, he's quoting over here from the Rebbe Yehuda, Nachum Ephraim, Chavaz Das. Iker is there. Hudafkak shehisna beloshem demash mashem yachze lo amos yizbat ala mekach meikoro nimsa shamos havoen biyodo, as the Mechaba said, shiyum limos tarzal liyakaka demash muso hachi, as the Mechaba said, lo kona aval amomar lich shiyum limos tarzal vetimkel liyasode, sell it back to me demash shiit star kinin kadesh lachze vasode elov imkei. And there's no problem. This should work. That's what he quotes from a certain poskim. Okay? Gevaldik. The problem is, he says, not everyone agrees to this. Not everyone agrees. No. Osir, Ribis Ktsutza, who said so? Ritva Samach Gimel Amon Aleph, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ritva, let's not stop anybody. This is the Ritva. So let's take a look and see what the Ritva says. He did. He really did say it. Honest to goodness, he said it. Samach Gimel Amon Aleph, the Ritva. Goes in the sugya over here. Of Ribis, take a look at the Gemara. Samach Gimel Amon Aleph. Ribis Amanas Ahavzer Ika Beinai. Okay? There's a long Tosus about here. What do you do about Boche Bais with Bote Yarechom? Okay? So I'm going to read you a brief excerpt of the ritual. Okay? Fine. Tema Godot. The my ribis ikahacha. The malashach v'taras mekach gomer ocha lokeach peris. What's the problem? So what did Tosus say? Atosus. Ilu is na shir nakalo lizman demei peris shachal v'yashem aleim ocha lemos shesh tol tosus. Okay. Hachal b'may eskinon. Shir atanai shir yovi amocha kol ma'osav shleinu lizmano. V'hakach yishalem lo halokeach peris shachal. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Honami Mekahu, Ukimanaka Dami, the Lekala Fukimatarta, the money is going back and forth. Rabbana say no. Kevan de Manaka de Mea Paris Melo Hamos, Nirish Lokoman Aksha, the Torah's Mekah, the Torah's Alva, and Shachos Ramaz Lo Paris Ribbon Shaha. Okay. The Yafa Tirs of the Fipayusha, quote the Rashi. Mirai no Nachon, Rashi's wrong. Why is Rashi wrong? Yeah, what did Rashi say? It tells you to look at the Rashi. Rabbi, also open up to the Rashi, please. Amanas lahachzir. Rabbi Yehuda Gufa lo shari ala amanas lahachzir shim lo ye mocher lo ye mecher. This is tzedecher, right? Lo ye mecher yachzir lo peiris shochal afilu hochi osa tanakama de b'shas achila kocha ribis v'avda liyasa. The fact that you can't undo the yasa. You can't undo the yisr. That's about, can you undo? That's what we learned, Shah. We're Rashi Jews. Can you undo the yisr? Or can I undo the yisr? Says the ritva, Rashi's wrong. Why? The be'erchin. Now, if you want to see erchin, take a look. It's quoted in part over here in Tosus Ribis. What's it say on erchin? Mocher bayis v'bot yarechoma shechozera sochshono lebailin v'hosam vada, he says, listen carefully, aro bilchud hadro below Peri. Right? I sell you a bias spot to Yarichoma. Within a year, the seller can give him the money and get his house back. Presumably, this has a ritual, you're getting only your house back You're not getting peyri. What does peyri mean? I guess the rent. Or if it's a field, it's bias. There's no field. Bias. You don't get the rent back. No. That's what it says on Beferish in Erchin. It's Gol Miyad, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. How is it? Kemin Ribis, Vena Ribis. Ah, Ribis Gemura. Says the Gemara, Harabir Rabbah. And he quotes Amach Lekas over here. And explains the quote to Rava, etc. You see that the Amach Lekas is like Mocha Bias Bot Erechoma, Hadra Ara Velo Hadra Peri. So Rashi's wrong. So Rashi's wrong. Rashi's against the Gemara Erechim. Who thinks that Rashi didn't learn Erechim? Vanochon, a new pshat he has. A new pshat. Amazing pshat. Listen carefully. Pirish, listen carefully. No, that's for sure, Ribis. That's for sure. The original sale was good, and I'm going to sell it back. What's wrong? This could be nothing wrong with this technically. Rabbon and Savri, the cave on the ain't derech lokeach karka lasses kain. What? I'll sell it to you and sell it back to me. That's the deal. Nah. Lefichach, listen carefully. Yard the torahless of daitam the lehalva gemura nasa. It's a bluff. When you're saying the sale is valid and it's never undone, it's just selling back. You're bluffing. Now we understand. It's like bias about the Erechom or Lohadamio. Wow. So we consider it, that's what he says. You see, it's Ribbis Gemurah in a Torah. And it's mutter and bati arichoma xeris akasov kili haaretz. Wow. We paskin like rabbana ribis ktsutza gavalt. If the ritva is right, then what we said before at the beginning is wrong. If it's absolute sale and sold back, it's wrong. So this ritva causes major problems. Major problems. Fortunately, he writes, we don't pass like the Ritva. Baruch Hashem, if we pass like the Ritva, we are in trouble. I'll give you over here back again. We end of your Dalit. He writes over here that this Ritva is not Nalocha Lamaisa, even though, because we pass it again, Kuf Ayin Dalit, that's where we started. He quotes this machlek, he quotes this ritva. He writes over here, you know, das sharposkin the loki kedusha l'ritva, because what was bothering him, the kasha of Ribis Namasla Achzir, but Rashi and Tosis disagree with him. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid Sif Hey, paskins the view of Rashi and Tosis, the standard view. Okay? Goes into the Bekitzi impression that they're learning here. And Omar Asham Lechaperes Shachalti also the Sof Ribis Kanotel El Shechozer Meshalim Lo. Oh, this is exactly what we consider to be Ribis Amanas Lahabzir, right? That's exactly what he's saying, right? Bekitzer, this is what he said, we don't pass like the Ritva. Don't pass like the Ritva, so we're going to be okay. Now, what do you do with the kasha of the Ritva, though? So I thought, I looked up Erechim. So there's someone who's going to save me in Erechim. So I looked in Tosfos, Erechim Laman Aleph from the base, to Master Rava, who says, quote, Kigon, Shenichnas Labayas, Lahag Zilo, Demei Schirus Shana, Imbol, if also, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. What does that mean? The Ritva said expression twice. A vada in the case of the Gemara and Erechin, for sure. Vada ad or lechud hadiv lo peri. No. The way I read the Tosis one day in Tosis and I'm in Alabez. No. It's hadri adri vihadri peri. One more time the lashon. Shenichos abayis la'aris lo demes schiva shona in balav Tosis yud beis chon. You're going to give it back. That's why I understood. So they just deny the facts. Fine. Rabosai, we have another 10 minutes. Let's start Tezayin. Making progress. Tezayin is, I always say the best way to cover ground is to skip. Tezayin is already two-thirds through Tav Daled. Okay? We'll skip some more. But let's first Tezayin. Hold on. Iska Shenigma Zmano. Okay? So, you know, we pass in that it's Nimshach, some disagree. But the best way to do it is to write it explicitly. You may remember that was the Shaila in the Taz, Sifkot Laman Aleph, the second Shaila. Okay. So it's a whole discussion. So I thought, initially, there's very little nafkamina for this. This is a theoretical question. But nowadays, you pay the Mehis Fashus. Right? So you pay 20%. You pay 20%. Shine. What's the problem? This all should be an irrelevancy. But then I realized that I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm not necessarily right. But that was always old Shaila in the Taz. Revach ha-revach, right? What we call compounded interest. So sure enough, apparently that's what people do. This is in Perek Choftes, in Bris Yehuda Ikri Adinim. Right? Remember we quoted the very last sif of Samach Tes. Well, let's talk about the previous one, Samach Es. Mashenogim bebankim, l'chayiv asachesh min alakua peribus kol chodesh abachol gimel chodoshim. Ula'acha mekan mechashvin ribis gamal ribis. Compounded interest. That's exactly its problem. Can you do it? That's exactly the shaila in the Taz. Wow. Nu, nireh, kevin denogu kach, mutter. V'nireh ninmeli, and he's a banker, remember, shebetzenai psichas hachesh mishalah bankin mefurash kach, compounded ribis. It's worthwhile writing explicitly in the heteriska, and he saw in some of the banks heteriska muska sham ribis to ribis after the skavnul azeh. And should add that it just continues and continues until you actually pay up. This is what he writes over here. Interesting, the Nesiv Shalom writes this as well in his kuntris Sidkotin Chav Gimel. But he raises an interesting question. Revachim de revachim at the risk of. Cause bankim. Okay, fine. Sarachian, he wants to know. Be'ez a kinyan kona a bank. Es sacha revachim azeh. Shenoma shemeyatu moso sliyat alova lukuach at the risk of. No. You gave him originally $1,000. Right? Good. Now, you know, interest accrues to another 100. So now you're saying the revach ha-revach is if you lent them $1,100 next year on that date. Where'd you get the 100? How'd you get the $100? How'd you do it? So he goes back to his old chakira, which he spoke about before. Kulev Temei Espashra says the revach ha-mishu'arim sher via chalova b'yisko. He says, ein sorach b'kinyin nosaf. If you don't need any kinyan, just that's you're estimating what the revach is, that's fine. But according to the Torah Evan, Tmeis Fashus and Begetim Schum, Shalo Vechiv es Atzmo Lamal Vetruas Ravche Chelega Pikodin, Shumiata Shalo, we call Kniya Misafik, Ein Ef Sharus the Akshiv Gamas Aschum Azel Yiska and Itanis Miamav Lalove. We what? You are makne to the malve a chelik and the other asokim, which already the bank has a chelik in, the equivalent of $100. Psh, a little bit complicated. What does that mean? And then that is in effect returned by the Malva to the Lova and the Iska. It's a little bit of a complicated twist he throws over here in Ha'ara, Chav, in Sift, Katan Chav Gimel, in the Kuntris. Okay. And if you didn't write it, you didn't say it, You didn't write it. So what do? So you want to have a new one over here. So he writes over here, if it's a new one, after the year is up, okay. So he writes as follows. It's a new heteriska. He writes over here as follows. Umistab la viska cheres, kufayin vam on the bottom. Umimela, in balas is chartircha, beskum kotsuv, yitztarach atal aselfa, another dollar. Right? You need another dollar. And what will happen if you say from the beginning, mitchila shatimoshe reiska hakach, yesh listapek im tzorach loshes olpa. Bebris Yehuda, perek mem ha'or mem zayin, and ikwe dinin, perek mem din mem aleph, pshitale the chai of loses. Even in that case, he says it's going to continue, but it's a new time zone. It's another year, another month, this case may be. Lani estaiti, lo berira. He's not sure that the Bris Yehuda is correct. He's not sure. Now, where did Bris Yehuda get it from? Now, if you look where he gets it from, you see it's not so partial at all. I'll read you the Lush of the Bris Yehuda. Okay. Where did he quote it from? Perek Mem Ha'orah Mem Zayin. Okay. He says, if you don't pay a certain time, it will continue until you get back the money. Very nice. What about Schar Tircha? One second. You have to give a new one. Why? And look what he says. It's page Tarlaz and the Mem Zayin. Shul Nisratzev Yischar Zeh Ki Yim Netkufa Kvua. The Misasik agreed to a lowly sum of $1 for 1 year, but not for 2 years. V'hafet Yiriska Shul Nikmas Klaus Man Piron Yesh Yistapek Yimol Yischar Mola B'dover Muot. Why? She'ev Shashlo Hitiru Chazal Yischar Mola B'dover Muot Ele Shekovei Azman She'ev Shashlo Adem Misratzev Bekach. It's not correct. No one accept $1 for 1 week. I work for a dollar. A babysitter takes $10 an hour. What are you kidding? We more by now. We got to work for a dollar. For the whole thing. The fishy tells the whole thing is not going to work for a dollar ever. So once we assume that a dollar works, so it could work even for Zman Shena Kosov, and it could work for the second time zone as well. Pashup Shat, that Kach Hikilu Chachamim, if they were Masna Nerosh. Anyway, he writes as follows, I'll call upon him back to the Chagas Ben Yomin. Him Aschar Tirchu, B'mashen Notal, and Masasik, Ochuz Yosef, B'Revach, Mehefzit, Pashup, Shein Tzorch, Lashas Klamachshav, because it's just an ongoing, you know, you give him an extra percent more than you would normally give him, that's the concept of Schar Tircha, that's going to work. Again, according to those that it works, that's the discussion we had before with the Sma, with the Shardeya. Okay, but assuming that it works, it works. Okay, still have 2 minutes. Let's go skip to your test. Okay, that's the way we're already striking distance at the end. Okay, you want to change from a Halvor to an Iska. Oh, this is a major problem. Major problem. You need a Kenyan. If you open to the double merivava, the shach, kuf, ayin, zayin, and halach, we just said yesterday, I think. Kuf, ayin, zayin, shach, mem, aleph. Look on the bottom of the double merivava. There was a phrase which I didn't understand, but I still don't. He says, double merivava. Avalim konam imenu, that's a psu b'kinyan suda, osha asu shtar iska, Mishtaber afilu achar ha'alvo. That's what he quotes. Okay? Very nice. What if you don't have any schora? If I have schora, I'll be makan a schora to in the Kenyan Suda. Okay? That's very, very nice. But he writes over here in Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin itself. In Tziyunim Sitkot and catches now. Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. That's Tziyunim here. Tough, fresh, ayin, zayin. Betzorach tama ma'id mahani. Dimish ha'makna ho'les ve'schora. V'yod, the metadlon ain't nitin b'shtar. We're talking about a star over here. It says the star works. Okay? V'imish ha'makna ho'les ve'schora. V'yod, the metadlon ain't nitin b'shtar. That's lost in the Dogon Miravava. So, Hosov Sov, Honasa Bekachle Pikono. He asked my Kasha, what does it mean, the Shabbat? He doesn't understand. So, what do you have to do? Only one thing that can be done. We're out of time. So, I'd like to stop on time. We'll stop here, and Mishab tomorrow will discuss at some length what do you do if you had an Iska, excuse me, had a Chol, when converted to an Iska, how do you go about it? If they didn't pay, if they did pay, so sometime tomorrow, day or night, we'll get to that Messiah of the Shema. Okay. I'll take this back. I'm going to show you so people have it. Let's take a second. We have a motion that one. Is this a tape salon?
Yes.
I mean, I, okay. So,
no, I'm trying to think of whether I want it in the basement. You want to? I'm having a ring. Thank you.